Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right, it's a new week on SU and Wally on MSL Radio, and it's a great week on SU and Wally on MSL Radio. I am SCU, also known as Stephen Charles Err the Third. And alongside me, as always, is Casey Wallach. How you doing today, Casey? Casey there? Okay. So I don't know what's up with Casey's phone right now. So I'm going to go ahead here and start the show. Again, good week. It's going to be a good week, despite the technical difficulties with the phones. But it's a good week here on SU and Wally. It's a good week for MSL Radio, but it's not a good week for the city of Tallahassee, Florida. And that's because two players on the Florida State Seminoles football team have been punished for the dumbest reason any player could get punished for: hitting a woman. First of all, I just want to say to those guys, I don't know names. I do know that they're both part of the Florida State football team. How dare you both? What is wrong with you guys? Hitting a woman. I don't care how mad you get. I don't care what she did. You don't get mad at a woman. I mean, you don't hit a woman, I should say. Not that you don't get mad at her. You don't hit a woman, no matter what the consequences. Not at all. Not at all. There's no excuse. Not at all. Both players have been punished. One has been set indefinitely. One has been kicked off the team. And they deserve it. They honestly do. They honestly do. They both deserve what they got. I'm happy that Coach Jimbo Fisher has taken this very seriously. He has done exactly what he needs to do. Fisher, head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, for taking this seriously. Good job. That's all I can say about that. I'm very happy. I'm very happy. Okay, Casey Wallach, let's try this again.
Can you hear me now?
All right, now we're good. Okay, we have got rid of the technical difficulties. So once again, SCU and Wally on MSL Radio. I'm SCU. This is Wally with me. What's going on, Wally? Besides now, what just happened?
Just some.
It's all good.
Yeah. We're all good.
Okay, so I was just saying that I was basically scolding the two Florida State players. I don't know their names, but I do know that they both hit women, and now they're both off the team. One forever, one for a long time. I'm glad the way Jimbo Fisher handled this. I'm glad that he handled it very well, if you ask me. Or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, you get the call about the second guy, and you're like, you got to be believing Jamie. I mean, come on now. I mean, these guys got to – and the incident happened the day apart, too, and that's the thing. And it's just – we just didn't hear about the other one until later, and that one was the one involving their, you know, starting running back and everything. But it's just like – I mean, if I was Jimbo Fisher, I would just be like, so mad at these guys. And – I mean, they just, I don't know. I don't get why, what it is that's making them, you know, do these things, but it's just, it's becoming, like, way too common. I think since 2009, I believe there's been 20 incidents of, you know, abuse charges against women for the Florida State organization, and, I mean, that's such a bad look. But I do
that's
agree
terrible.
That, you know, he handled it well, and, you know, as well as you can in these situations, you know, so... yeah, he did handle it, you know, and I mean, there's not too many options that you have, but like, I mean, because you kind of have to have that, you know, keep up a, you know, good public image as good as you can in facing something like this, which is really difficult. So, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Right. Jimbo Fisher handled this very well. Not only did he kick those two players off the team, but one got suspended, one got kicked off. Everybody now has to pay for the price for what happened. No. Florida State Seminoles allowed at the bar. At all. He has forbidden Florida State players from going to the bar. While that does sort of help the whole situation, it doesn't, because obviously women don't just hang out at bars.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, obviously, two players. I'm hoping this team has learned their lesson and has learned from, obviously, this student lead by example, but they are an example of what not to do anywhere in that matter.
Right.
So good job by Jimbo Fisher taking care of what he needed to take care of. Very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is there drama in Tallahassee, Florida, there is drama in Dallas, Texas as well. We talked about this last week with DeAndre Jordan not deciding to go back to the Los Angeles Clippers when he formerly agreed to go to the Dallas Mavericks. Now you got everybody in Dallas hating on him. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that told reporters that, what's his name? DeAndre Jordan didn't want to be a star player.
Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, him. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. Mark Cuban went on NBA TV, and when he was asked about DeAndre Jordan, he shut down.
Yeah. Totally.
Come on. Like I'm speaking from personal experience here. That is insecure as hell. Obviously, he feels insecure because he had this deal locked up. Now the rumors are spreading about him all throughout. And we're talking about Mark Cuban here. A lot of rumors spreading about Mark Cuban. So this is just Mark Cuban being very insecure. He needs to he needs to handle this like an adult.
Right. And, like, he wouldn't accept his he did this on his CyberDunk app over the weekend. And it's like texting, but it disappears if you don't know, like after you read it. He wrote out this thing, and DeAndre Jordan had apologized via Twitter on Friday night or something like that. But then Mark Cuban, I believe on Saturday, said that he basically didn't accept the apology because it wasn't written by DeAndre Jordan. Obviously, I don't know that, for sure. It didn't sound like, an apology that a player would write necessarily on their own, but I'm not going to, make a, leaping jump on that. But, Cuban just kind of, obviously he's frustrated. He's, because he built, had so much, focus put in on DeAndre Jordan being the focal point of the team and, constructing the team around him as a big man and everything. And so now, with losing out on Jordan, there weren't too many options. I mean, we talked last week, he picked up Zaza from Milwaukee, but, it's not like an elite player you're going to build your team around. And he ended up paying Wes Matthews, who's coming off an Achilles injury, a max contract, because after DeAndre Jordan left, he decided that Wes Matthews deserved an additional $13 million. So, I don't know, his head's not right now. Something, he's combobulated or whatever you want to call it after this whole DeAndre Jordan thing. But he does have to grow up and start acting like, the president, the owner of an organization and, obviously a businessman and all that stuff. And just man up. I mean, don't pretend that you don't know DeAndre Jordan's name when somebody asks you about him on NBA TV. That's ridiculous.
Oh my God, I remember when I first heard that he had done that, I was just like, are you serious right now? Like, this guy just shut down basically after hearing about Jordan. I was like, dude, grow up, honestly.
You're right.
Like, what is wrong with you? But the Mavericks, yes, they're a big problem in Dallas. But I heard this morning, actually 1 o'clock Eastern time on the Russillo show, I heard this. Jonathan Coachman of SportsCenter is filling in for Ryan this week. Dez Bryant has threatened to not just miss regular season games, he's going to miss training camp. He has 2 days, T-minus 2 days, to sign that franchise tag. But the Cowboys are screwed. No.
Yeah.
No. Let me take that back. Cowboys are not screwed. Cole Beasley. What's the other guy's name? Jason Witten. Wow.
Yeah.
But he's going to get fined over $700,000 for each game. Regular season game, and he misses. What is he doing?
Yeah.
What is he
doing? I feel bad for you, man. I know you love your Cowboys and stuff, and this is just this is another thing that's getting ridiculous. I mean, I know, obviously, I know you want to get paid, and I know a player's not, like, doing the franchise tag thing, but, I mean, it's starting to get a little, you know, when you heard rumblings of it, you know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, you know, okay, but I would have thought some, you know, they would have come at some resolution by now. I mean, it's just, I'm not sure what's going on with Dez, like, what his, you know, conflicts are, you know, besides the money part of it, and, you know, obviously you want the guarantee, you know, being paid out, you know, barring from injury and all that stuff. But, you know, I mean, Dallas needs him, obviously, on the field.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so I'm just not sure what all's going on with him, you know, and then what's going on with Dallas as far as not working with him. I don't know if his demands are, like, you know, way too great or whatever. We don't know a ton of details about it, so, you know, what exactly he's looking for and all that. But, I mean, I hope they get it together because, you know, if you want to compete against a team with, you know, all of its players in place, you know, its best guys. So I'm hoping that they get it worked out for that sake. But, yeah, right now it's just confusing. Like, I'm just like, what? Come on now.
Come on, man. Yeah, I'm pulling it. Come on, man. Cowboys need this Brian, whether they like it or not. He has proved, obviously, to be another great 88 in Dallas. Drew Pearson, great 88. Michael Irvin, great 88. Neither guy held out. Why is Dez doing this? He's ruining number 88 for the city of Dallas and for my Cowboys. Dez, get it together. You have 2 days. You have 2 days. It's not like that's it. Like, who knows what's going to happen with the Cowboys? We have good wide receivers, but we need Dez. We need him. We're coming back. We're talking about San Diego. Because Casey loves San Diego. It's pretty nice town. This is SB1, and I'm sorry.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally, every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
Do something with your life. Do something with your life. Do something with your life.
All right. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a liming light.
Stop.
What are you doing? I'm rhyming. I'm rapping.
That's not what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
People want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end it like this.
No.
So what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! Yeah. The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here! here. The time is now. The three sides have aligned once again. Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
I don't know if you heard it, but Dwight Eisenhower tried to do an impersonation of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it was terrible. Look at my notes here. Dwight Howard was at the San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. He was dressed as a predator. I don't know if that was the same day as he did this impression, but yeah, he was dressed up as a predator. Oh, wow. If you can imagine a guy that big, like, running around Comic-Con.
I don't really pay attention to this kind of stuff when it comes to, you know, anime and everything. Imagining Dwight Howard in Predator costume, that just sounds hilarious to me. So
yeah, it's pretty funny. Comic-Con's not just like anime, it's, you know, all the, it's like sci-fi stuff, but it's not just like, you know, you sci-fi stuff like you think Sci-Fi Channel and weird stuff. I mean, it's like some of the mainstream shows too and everything. But yeah, it's a huge thing in San Diego. I mean, like, I don't even know how many people just, like, they just descend on the city for this thing. I mean, it's huge. Big, huge deal. Like, takes over the city. It's crazy how much San Diego loves their Comic-Con.
Yeah, they do. And apparently they love Comic-Con more than love the Chargers.
Yeah, they do. And a recent poll done by the San Diego Union Tribune or whatever the paper is, I forgot, said that 61% of resident San Diegans would prefer to keep Comic-Con, while only 38% would prefer to keep the San Diego Chargers. An NFL franchise we're talking about here, the Chargers. It's, to me, it blows my mind. Yeah, and I went to school out in San Diego for 3.5 years, so I lived there. And as you all know, I bleed Packer green. I mean, I'm a diehard Packers fan, and obviously, you know, the Packers fans are, you know, one of the most loyal fans in the NFL. I mean, it's like, you know, way of life type thing. So when I was out in San Diego, and it'd be like football Sunday or whatever, I mean, like, nobody, like, cared. I mean, I've seen, and I know it's beautiful out there. There's other stuff to do, but nobody really, like, was into their football that much. I mean, it wasn't anything like, you know, what it is in Green Bay or what it would be in, like, in Dallas or anything like that. You know, it's totally different, and the fact that stadium is still standing is crazy, because that place is garbage. I mean, it's like a parking garage, like walking through a parking garage, walking through it, and you know, that people have been pushed, like, harder than they are now, you know, previously to get that stadium built. So, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, say I'd be sad if the Chargers left San Diego, because I don't, I don't think they care. I mean, you know, give them to L.A., you know, it's a much more deserving market who, you know, L.A. obviously wants to have a team there desperately. You know, San Diegans just kind of are, I mean, they probably wouldn't even notice if it was gone to be to be totally honest with you. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
It's insane. But you can't really blame fans for not liking the Chargers because San Diego, and this is sad, San Diego is one of the biggest cities in California, let alone America.
Mm-hmm.
No team in San Diego has ever won a championship. Never. Chargers never
Padres
won a
Super
Bowl.
Padres never won anything?
Padres never even had a no-hitter. No no-hitters, no perfect games, no World Series, nothing.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. They were before Chris Hen before the Mets hit their no hitter back in 2010, something like that. The Mets and Padres were the only teams that had a no hitter or a perfect game or anything. Now it's the Padres. San Diego,
wow.
You were just like Cleveland. No championships.
But it's nice there.
And that's where I'm going with this text. San Diego is a lovely city. I can picture it now. Just like Florida. Palm trees everywhere,
mm-hmm.
nice beaches, nice waters, lovely
mm-hmm.
sun, love the weather. Yes, they're not very nice. They're obviously nicer than Cleveland. But you know what's better than both San Diego and Cleveland? The city of Miami, Florida, of course. And this comes from sports and lifestyle, which we are. We are sports and lifestyle. Miami is a beautiful city. Obviously, I've seen it on TV. I haven't been there. My father's been there. He told me all about it. Beautiful city. Probably more beautiful than San Diego, I would say, because it's more south, which means more sun, all that good stuff. When I think of Cleveland, all I can think of is the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Very rural, very industrial. It's very dirty. Like, you know? So basically, that's why I think the city of Miami is better than Cleveland and San Diego. And that's why San Diego is better than Cleveland, because San Diego is beautiful, and I think that Cleveland probably looks like trash. Kind of like the ghetto cities of Newark, Elizabeth, Camden, New Jersey.
San Diego doesn't have humidity, though, I'll tell you that. And that to me, is a plus in the plus side in the San Diego column.
They don't have humidity?
It says, not like Florida or anything like that. Obviously, if you've been to Florida, I mean, I know you've been to Florida in the summer, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
the humidity can get killer. And
I hate
humidity.
I would assume there's a lot of humidity in San Diego because I remember a while ago, there was like a huge forest fire that broke out in San Diego.
Right. And actually, the wildfires were there when I was there. And
wow.
Well, one of them was, and probably not the one you're talking about. There was a big one, though, while I was there. And, you know, we had to, like, kind of evacuate the campus and head towards the beach just in case. I mean, obviously nothing came too close, but it was a little scary, a little dicey there for a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you just got, like, because the humidity would kind of stomp the fire a little bit. But, yeah, you just got, you know, breezy weather and it's, you know, just dry air and it. Obviously, that fuels, you know, the fires and all that. So, it's crazy. I don't know. But, yeah, it's it's not humid there at all.
Speaking of Cleveland and Miami, LeBron James actually did a radio interview yesterday on the Bleacher Report Radio. And he said that the Miami Heat are contenders in the East.
Yes,
obviously,
he did.
He's obviously right. Because if you see the Miami Heat starting lineup, this Heat team is going to give Cleveland the run for their money.
Mm-hmm. And he remembered our name, the franchise was with at the time. He remembered
right?
what team it
right.
was. Yep. So that was a winner from the start. And so he actually, because he talked about a couple other teams. I mean, he talked about Indiana, and then he kind of like threw out other names like, you know, Boston, the Bulls, which I don't think, you know, are anything to be worried about. But, you know, in Indianapolis, he talked a little bit about, but he obviously talked the most about Miami and kind of the roster and all that. You know, obviously, we know he played for us, so, you know, it's just natural to have a better idea of, you know, what the team is and all that. But, and he's best friends with Wade, obviously. And so it was, but yeah, he, you know, kind of ran down, you know, the lineup with Dragic and, you know, his, you know, buddy CB coming back and obviously his best friend resigning and, getting Justice Winslow in draft, which is, you know, like literally winning the lottery. And so, yeah, he talked, you know, they basically, like, we've got, you know, something at every position, you know, and Hassan Whiteside, obviously, can't forget Big Hoss. And so, he talked very favorably about Miami, and it's probably the first time I've heard it in, well, probably since we left. And like you said, it's very, very rare LeBron James does radio interviews. Like, I was, when I saw it on Ethan Skolnick's Twitter that they were going to be interviewing him, Bleacher Report Radio, that I was like, wow, that's a good get, Ethan. Mm. Ethan said that, LeBron did it just because he asked. Like, so I don't know, maybe LeBron's opening up a little bit more, but usually you only see LeBron doing TV interviews or, you know, Bleacher Report online ones, like the video ones and everything, uninterrupted, mm-hmm. That's what those are called. But basically he's excited to be part of the competitive changing landscape in the Eastern Conference and that Miami's doing great things. Also, Cavs GM David Griffin basically said the same thing and brought up Miami, that the East got a lot better. So, and then Ethan also asked him about his secret motivation, like is he waiting to share it still? And LeBron said, yeah, because I'm still waiting to win. So we'll see if we ever hear it. He said some other stuff too, like he can't get the finals loss out of his head, and, you know, he still has nightmares, and, like, he doesn't feel like
right.
He can ever move on for that stuff. And
yeah.
I mean, I have nightmares too, but, I mean, whatever. And he said, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all. Because he's already lost the finals four times.
Right.
Well, three times prior, now it's four. I don't believe that he still has nightmares. Or he should still have nightmares because he's done this four times already. You know, obviously next season is a new season. It's just going to be a lot tougher with the Miami Heat not being contenders. No doubt about that in the Eastern Conference. So last night, final game of the MLB first half of the MLB season, Pittsburgh Pirates – 5-3 in the bottom of the 10th against the St. Louis Cardinals. They walked off 6-5. It was like a hurricane to end the first half. Like, things are going crazy in Pittsburgh. Now it's like the eye of the storm. No teams playing baseball. It's just home run derby, all-star game, 2 days rest, and we're back to it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. But the Heat played the Nuggets tonight, so that's always good news. Play Nuggets
mm-hmm.
tonight. I don't honestly know what the time is because NBA TV schedules are all messed up right now.
Right. Some of the games are on like ESPNU and some of the games are on NBA TV, so I'm not.
Somebody said that
earlier today. I haven't set the DVR yet for it, but I don't know. They might not be on ESPNU today, but I think some of them this week are going to be.
Well, I have right here 5 p.m. I don't know if that's Eastern time, Central time, Mountain time, Pacific time. I don't know. Whatever. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. in Cincinnati. Home Run Derby on ESPN. This has been SE and Wally. We'll be back tomorrow. We got another good show for you. I hope you enjoyed today's show, because I know I did.
You've been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.